Masisi, who voted in his home village of Moshupa, southwest of Habroni, says he is content with the conduct of the Independent Electoral Commission. The electoral body has faced criticism from opposition parties on how it has handled the pre-election period.
We are confident about the independence of the IEC. You know, what is perceived as a lack of independence of the IEC is really almost cosmetic. We have a parliamentary system and a protocol wherein the executive of the government presents budgets on behalf of everything else, the judiciary included. Some are suggesting for the IEC to be perceived to be independent, they must go to parliament and present a budget, but they are not members of parliament. How do you get an independent body to account to politicians?
Early voting faced challenges, including some polling stations opening late. IEC spokesperson Osupile Maroba acknowledges the difficulties but says they were resolved early enough to allow voters to cast their ballots.
There were fewer ballot booths as they were supposed to be, and it's something that has been attended to. Some areas, because of the people who are engaged to conduct elections, they may have some issues on how to handle the ballot boxes, particularly that where do you close the ballot box and where do you open the ballot box, and they will have to delay commencement of the poll so that they correct that issue.
On the eve of the election, opposition parties took the IEC to court, questioning the Electoral Commission's readiness. Maroba says the parties were within their rights to seek the intervention of the courts.
We are dealing with a sensitive, emotive process that will always bring about complaints, will bring about challenges that would lead even to going to the courts. As the laws of Botswana allows, anybody who is not happy with the process has a way to try to seek a redress.
Meanwhile, President Masisi says the time spent at the polling stations could be improved through a digital voting system. Some voters were at the polling stations as early as 4 a.m. local time. One voter, Musedi Ginosi, says he ran out of patience due to the slow process.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go back later. I mean, the process is very slow. I waited for more than 3 hours to vote. And I think the verification process takes forever, which is discouraging for us as voters.
The elections come as the country faces an economic downturn due to weak global diamond sales. The opposition has criticized Masisi's party for failing to provide solutions. Polling stations were expected to close at 7 p.m. local time, with early results expected on Thursday morning. Mkondisi Dube, VOA News, Habroni, Botswana.